Hello and welcome to the bonus Friday the 13th minisode of Oddity, the podcast about all things strange and unexplained. Friday the 13th is often seen as an unlucky day. Some people say that the association came about in the Middle Ages due to biblical links. There were 13 people in the room at the Last Supper, and Jesus died on a Friday. It seems that Friday and the number 13 were both seen as unlucky individually, and when the two coincided, superstitious people may have naturally been freaked out. The idea may have spread due to the 1907 novel Friday the 13th by Thomas W. Lawson, in which a stockbroker takes advantage of the superstition in order to cause a panic on Wall Street. There are two words related to the fear of Friday the 13th. Paraskevi decatriophobia, and its somewhat more pronounceable sibling, frigatriskaidekaphobia. An irrational fear, perhaps, but some terribly unlucky incidents have occurred on Friday the 13th over the years. On Friday the 13th in 2010, a teenager was struck by lightning while attending the Lowestoft Seafront Air Festival. He obtained a burn on his shoulder and made a full recovery. But weirdly, he was struck just after lunch at 1:13, or, if we go by the 24-hour clock, 13:13. Retired bus conductor Bob Renfrey had a run of luck so bad that he decided to stay in bed on every subsequent Friday the 13th. On previous Friday the 13ths, he'd been made redundant, fallen in a river, crashed a motorbike, walked through a glass door, and written off four cars. His wife Betty had spent the fateful days falling downstairs, being hit by guttering, and been hospitalised after Bob accidentally hit her in the face with a stick he was throwing for their dog. After Bob passed away, Betty tried to book his funeral for Friday the 13th of March, but all of the undertakers in town were busy that day. Bob would have seen the funny side, said Betty. In 1976, Daz Baxter from New York decided to stay in bed on Friday the 13th to avoid bad luck. Unfortunately, the floor of his apartment block collapsed underneath him and he fell to his death. On Friday the 13th, 1883, Sam Patch attempted to jump from Niagara Falls. The daredevil had already made the jump safely once before, but this time he built a stand to increase the height of the leap he would take by 125 feet. He jumped, but didn't surface from the river until next spring. Friday the 13th of January 1939 is the date of one of the most devastating bushfires in Australian history. Over 4 million acres of land in Victoria were burnt. In 2006, Buffalo, New York saw 24 inches of snow, cutting off power to 500,000 people. Not that much of an unusual occurrence, you might think. But this Friday the 13th fell in October. On Friday the 13th in 1972, the Uruguayan rugby team was on a flight to Chile when their plane crashed. The rescue team did not find them for 2 months, and by then, the 14 survivors had resorted to cannibalism. The bodies of some of the 31 passengers and crew who died in the crash had sustained the survivors long enough for them to be found. In 1993, a study was carried out, comparing the hospital admission rates on Friday the 13th to the previous week. The results, published in the British Medical Journal, found that there was a 52% increase in hospitalisations from car accidents on Friday the 13th compared to the previous Friday. Their conclusion? Stay at home. Thank you for listening to this bonus minisode of Oddity. If you have any suggestions for topics you'd like to hear discussed, you can get in touch at Oddity Podcast on Twitter. Join me, Rowan Molyneux, next time for another journey into the strange and unexplained.